Right, we've been talking about anti-bullying, we've been talking about hate crime, we've been talking about it, and the police last week did this amazing launch, but it's here forever, and it's something we must wipe out. So we will continue to talk about this. Let's talk to Nick Taylor from the Peace Organisation. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Peter.
Remind everybody who you are.
Tim Parry, Jonathan Ball Foundation for Peace. It was created around 21 years ago, mainly because there'd been an act of violent extremism, a terrorist incident that people might remember in Warrington, where young Tim Parry, 12 years old, and three-year-old Jonathan Ball were actually killed in that event. And following that, a foundation was created to make sure that never happened again. And that's who we are and what we're doing to this day.
Before we talk about misdemeanor, which we're thrilled to have the boys with us, let's talk a little bit more about your organisation. It has gone from strength to strength, hasn't it?
Yeah, amazing stuff that we're doing now. We're the national organisation that helps anyone that's unfortunate enough to be caught up in an act of terrorism. So incidents like Tunisia, Paris, Brussels, and way back to what happened here with the IRA and other incidents like 9/11 and 7/7. So we look after those people. But importantly, we try to stop it happening in the first place, and we go out into areas like schools with a lot of programmes, one called the Think Project, where we're really trying to help youngsters to develop the resilience to be able to fight off the stuff they have to do these days.
I've got to ask, how are you doing with support money-wise?
Amazingly well now. We're never complacent about that, but the likes of governments, the European Union, international bodies and the public themselves really support what we do, because I think everyone's realising that society's got lots of challenges, as you set out before, and we've got to do something about it together, and that's really why we're getting the support.
As Chief Executive of the Foundation for Peace, tell me, how have you got involved with hate crime and the campaign?
Last week was National Hate Crime Awareness Week, but as you said before, it's something that's with us all the time. It's not just about a special week. The lads I'm with today helped to launch that down in London, and we've taken them out on a tour of schools to really try and challenge this hate agenda. The things that are going on, as we've seen recently during the European referendum, but generally as well, need to be challenged. So so we're very much involved in that, and it's something that we're proud to be doing.
So tell us about misdemeanor, and then we'll talk to the lads.
Well, what happened was I was approached by them last December. There had been the terrible attacks in Paris, and people might remember that those were attacks on people going about their business, going out to entertainment on a Friday night, going to a football match at the Stade de France. But the big one was that there was a concert on at the Bataclan, and 130 people killed in that incident, 300 injured and many more affected. And these guys were in the studio. They're a boy band. They sing about what boy bands do normally, but they heard about this. They had a track that they were preparing, and they wrote the most amazing lyrics, and they wanted to release a charity single. But to be honest, after I met them down in London, I thought there's something else here, that these guys could go out, perhaps talk to young people, connect to them in a different way and really start a debate. So we've been worked on it for 9 months, and that's what we're doing. We're out there and we are essentially talking to young people through the power of music and entertainment, but also these lads now actually running workshops as well with young people across the north of England.
So tell me who's with us.
So who I've got here with me today, misdemeanor, is Marcel. He'll introduce himself in a minute. Yeah, we've got Jordan. And we've got Jake, and there is a fourth member called Rowan who does all the video stuff but doesn't tour with the band. So a three-piece band, misdemeanor, and doing the work with me.
Let's start with Marcel. Hi.
Hi, how
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to the tower. Isn't it amazing?
It is absolutely amazing.
Thank you for coming in. Yeah. Right, boy band. You give us a little bit of the history of the band, and then we'll talk about what you're doing.
Okay, well, about almost 3.5 years ago, we'd all been involved in music in our solo projects, and we had a mutual person that we would work with in the industry, and he had brought me over from America about 3.5 years ago. And when he did that, he kind of showed me some of the other guys he was working with, and we got into the studio, started creating music, and became like best friends. And the music was so good, we just decided, hey, we should be a band. And I've been here, you know, working ever since.
So your mates, friends?
Yeah. We're literally brothers.
Brothers, literally.
Really?
Yeah.
We're together pretty much every day.
This is Jordan we're talking to now.
Jordan, what's going on?
And
Jake.
Hello.
Jake, let's go over to you. Why does the band work?
to be fair, like, it's a bit cliche, and a lot of people say it and they say, oh, we're like brothers and that, but we really are, like, we're together every day, all the time. I mean, Marcel lives with Jordan's family, and I live literally 5 minutes away from them, so we're together every day. We're always making new music, you know, and if we're not doing music, we're doing other things together, do you know? We're going watch football together or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Jordan, how would you describe your style of music? I know we don't want to categorise, but so, we have to, sadly.
It's not really... Yeah, like, most people will say, like, there's a style of music, but for us, it's hard to say. It's like urban, pop, R&B. It's all gone trust into one, I'd say. You always agree?
Yeah, it's more like edgy urban pop,
And we just vibe. It's the way our music's created and we do it, and the style of it, we just vibe together so well, and it's our music minds. It's just the way...
I've got to ask Marcel the accent. Where are you from?
Yes, I'm from Los Angeles in California. Yeah.
What are you doing over here?
Well, actually, when I first came here, I was visiting for 3 months, and I was just really doing the whole music thing, trialing it with them. We were writing music, just seeing what we could come up with. And after I met the boys, I couldn't leave because we started the band and we started performing at different shows. So they're like my brothers now. So I can't leave them.
Jake, how hard is the music industry now?
Frustrating? I mean, it is, yeah. We've been a band for, 3.5 years now? And we've had success here and there. But to be fair, like, we really do just love music. So for us, it's a passion, it's a hobby, and it's a business.
Exactly.
So it is difficult, yeah. But to be fair, like, we're always going to make music, aren't we? Like,
yeah,
no matter
sure.
what, so...
100%.
Especially now, because now we have what we're working on now, and it's such a powerful message, and we realise we can make music with a message like that, and it's something that we really want to start doing.
We'll talk about that in a second. I just want to talk about the general band first, because of the situation, and I've got to ask the question, and I'll go around the table. We'll start with Jake. Your views on the X Factor as a vehicle? And be honest...
My views on the X Factor. I think some people have had success from it, you know, and some people haven't. I think in recent years, personally, for me, I haven't watched it recently, but back in the day, I used to watch it, and obviously One Direction had a lot of success off of it, and Little Mix, Leona Lewis. But honestly, I haven't watched it in the last few years, so I can't even tell you about recently.
That was quite diplomatic. Jordan...
my views on the X Factor is mixed views. I wouldn't say they're anything too good or bad, you know. I watch it really now for the entertainment factor, really, because a lot of people
have missed that bit, but go on.
a lot of people they be putting through at the moment, there's a lot of people who could have gone through who are better, who deserve it more.
And I just
think for a music artist ourselves, if we were in that situation and people think we should get through, and then, like, it's a hard thing to explain, but I think you know where I'm coming from.
I'll say it for you. In other words, talent sometimes doesn't get through.
There we go.
It's 100%. All about Honey G or whatever. I don't know.
I just
wiped it out of my mind. You're from America,
yes.
So you can speak more openly over it.
Yeah.
And of course, you had it in the States.
Yeah, we did.
And it didn't work as
No, it didn't, which was actually, at the time, it was shocking to me, because actually some of the talent on the American one was actually great. I really, I watched it the first season. I was kind of in the middle of moving when the second season came on, but I actually thought it was quite great over there, really. But here, I've been watching it, I'm not going to lie, and like, being music artists ourselves, we get really disappointed when we see good people who don't get the chance to get, you know, don't get to go through, and then they put someone who's kind of more, has more of the, I don't know, entertainment factor, whatever, but you know, it's not about music, really.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being honest. You'll be pleased to know that Simon Cowell doesn't listen to the show, so you've still got a chance of getting honest. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but there. Right, let's get to the serious part. We talked to Nick Taylor. We've talked about the Foundation for Peace. Who thought of this idea for the song?
There wasn't actually no one thought of it. We're literally in my room, in the studio in my room, and I produced a beat, and it's quite a nice heartfelt beat, and we were looking for something to write, and there was the Paris attacks on TV when we were watching TV in the studio, and we just thought, do you know what? Like, this is a really, really powerful subject, and this song fits perfect. We should really write it about that. And because the emotion of what happened, especially being in the Bataclan as well, which is a music venue, us being music artists, we thought we could really do something powerful here, and I think it's a really, really strong subject. Mm-hmm. And we came together, yeah. And no word of a lie, we wrote the song in about 15 minutes. It was the quickest song we ever wrote.
And because the passion was there.
The passion was there.
It just flowed.
Jake, let me ask you, do you believe that, I know young people listen to the words of a song, but do you believe that older people actually hear the words or just see the rhythm and the music of this music to it?
I mean, do you know what? We've released quite a few songs in the past, and obviously, like, my parents have listened to them and my family and that, and they obviously, they love everything that we release, but I played this track in particular to everyone in my family, and the telling point of it for me was when I played it to my aunt and she was in tears listening to it, so... In answer to that, yeah, I suppose I do.
Marcel, give us a flavour of the words. Just tell us some of the words.
Well, at first, obviously, after that had happened in Paris, like, we were online and we were seeing all the reaction about it. So the first words are like, you see these hashtags online, you turn the TV on and something else ain't right. And there's more people gone, don't know how we sleep at night. One eye open, we can't live our precious lives. And then the second verse, it goes on to say how an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, and it's more just saying, like, the answer to violence is not violence. And, yeah, that we need to just come together, really. And that's what the hook is. It's like, all the lives we lost, the pain, just think about it. All the hatred, it's a shame, just think about it. All the people that are gone, let's think about them. Come together. Now it's time to think of how we make it better. Let us live our lives now. Who are we to judge another in these times now?
Nick Taylor, what did you decide and why did you decide to go to schools?
Well, it's funny you mentioned about older people, because one of the sort of things I did with the band, first of all, is I tested this song on the people that I knew would love it, younger people, but also on others as well to see if they would relate to it. And I got very strong reaction to the words and the music. The schools we go to are simply the people that are facing the challenge of the world at the moment are young people. The stuff that's coming at them, they're seriously tooled up with smartphones and devices and iPads and all these other sorts of things that are there. But what comes at them, whether they're seeing the corruption, whether they're seeing climate change, whether they're seeing the disillusion with politics and democracy generally, and then this stuff about violent extremism. I've been privy to seeing some of the stuff the so-called Islamic State is putting out, and it's frightening in what it's actually trying to exhort people to do. And it's not about vulnerable people. Young people are not necessarily vulnerable. But this stuff that's coming at them is really, really difficult to deal with. And that's why I wanted these lads to go and talk to them, because whatever us, I'm 52, I can't talk to young people in the way that I perhaps could in the past. And politicians can't. We all can't. But these lads can. And that's what really got me on this.
This is Nick Taylor I'm talking to, as Chief Executive of Foundation for Peace. Mr. Mina are the boys with us, which is Marcel, Jordan and Jake. I've got to ask you, lads, we'll start with Jordan. We see boy bands, we see musicians. All of a sudden you're crossing a line. You're actually talking to people. It's not just about the fans and screaming and yelling and photographs. Jordan, do you enjoy talking to?
Yeah. It's really different for us, because after touring so much and just going on stage and singing, it's so rewarding to be able to go on stage and actually talk to people and actually get their genuine reactions, not about how good we sung and them cheering for us because we're singing, then to actually listen and for us to really appeal just because of what we're saying. And when we get that feedback, and especially for young kids, we're going to year 7s, 8s and 9s, there's 11 to 13-year-olds, and when we're asking them questions and their genuine answers come back to you and it's really serious and you're like, wow, like, they're actually listening to what we're saying. Like, we never knew we'd be able to do this. Mm. It's generally rewarding, amazingly rewarding.
Jake, were you nervous when you first started talking to the kids?
Yeah, I mean, the first show that we did in the school compared to the last show that we did, it's just a completely different level. Like, for us, like Jordan just said, like, we've been on tour. Last year we was on tour for a lot of the year, and performing for us, you know, it's second nature now. But to actually go out and talk to people, it's a completely new world for us. So, yeah, I mean, me personally, I was really nervous. But now, for me, like, I enjoy it more than the performing part of the show, really.
Wow. Marcel, Americans are famous to be able to talk to anybody and anything. They're great people to interview always, because it's easy.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed it? And how have kids reacted to you being American?
Oh yeah, they have a funny reaction. They always start screaming, and I do a little, you know, dab dance with them, and they love that. The kids, there's this new dance called the dab, and you kind of go like that, and they're just like, "Ooh, West Side," and I'm like, "Okay." No, but it's been really cool. Honestly, I think it's really good to, you know, show that we've come together really and done this song and used our talent to kind of try to make a difference. And I think it's a cool aspect of what we're doing because it shows them that they can come together from no matter where they're from and they can really try and use their talents to make a difference as well.
And the three of you believe in what you're doing.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we came up with a song off our own just because we really felt that when we saw that come on the news about the Paris attacks.
What made you get in touch with the Peace Center?
We knew we wanted to put the song out and make a difference with it. So we knew we wanted to give the proceeds to an organization that really shared the same message that we wanted to put out there. And the Foundation for Peace, when we looked it up, was the first organization we came across, and they had the exact message and the Think program, which is weird because the song was called Think About It and their program was called Think. And it was just perfect. And we got in contact with them. Nick got back right away and we had talked about it, and it just worked. We knew we wanted to give the proceeds back to a foundation that made a difference.
Jake, how have the audience reacted to the song?
Yeah, I mean, when we've been performing it, it seems like they really feel like it's getting to them. Like,
we've had a couple of kids cry.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. I mean, for me, like, it's overwhelming, like, the reaction that we're getting, and yeah, it's just great to get the song out there.
I think one of the craziest things that has happened to us is performing the song, and hours after on Instagram, we get I want to get a message from one of the kids, and they're like, "I can't believe this! Like, one of my family passed away in the Paris bombings." A kid of being 11 years old says, "Oh yeah, I'm going to donate £1 a week of my own pocket money for the charity because your words in the song really spoke to us." Just that one person, I threw it to Nick, and that's the sort of thing that if we could do that to more and more people. It's the most amazing feeling ever, knowing you're helping someone.
It's really rewarding.
We'll leave the last word with Nick after we spoke to the lads, but I'll ask you a question, lads, and I want you to be very honest about this. What's your message? We'll start with Jake. What's your message to parents who maybe don't understand the kids, maybe don't relate to the kids, maybe don't understand where they're... It's a big lot of maybes, but what do you say, Jake, to parents listening now?
I would just say, you know, sometimes talking to kids and really taking an interest in what they're saying. You know, for us, we've really, a lot of the show, like, we listen to what they're saying and we can relate to them on a lot of levels. So, yeah. I mean, for us, the way that I look at it, music itself is a universal language. So I feel like, personally, that we've related to them on that level. So I would just say sometimes it's good to just listen and really listen to how they feel about things.
Jordan?
A lot of kids growing up, especially when I grew up, I just think a lot of kids never got to speak and learn about something like this, especially from kids our age, from a boy group our age. So I think if kids maybe could even speak to their parents to tell them that something like this is happening, I think a lot more understanding would happen, and I think a lot of things would be stopped. Especially there's a lot of problems that people don't know kids have, and they don't like to talk to their parents. They like to hash it out on the whatever the playground. So I think you should really, really listen to your kids and really do it, because you'll learn a lot from kids. We have definitely learned a lot from kids. So,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of these, the kids really, really take in, you know, what people are teaching them and saying to them, you know what I mean? So a lot of different views as they're coming up come from their parents and stuff like that. And I just think it's important for parents to really sit down with the kids and kind of see where they're at in this world today and really kind of just try to understand where they're coming from and just talk to them like that.
Nick, last word with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think thinking of that X Factor thing, we've spoken to some major record labels and the people behind X Factor, and I think they're missing a trick here, because I think what we're seeing here on late night radio in Liverpool tonight is that these guys can speak, not just through their music, but they can actually speak and they're reaching people. And what I've seen in the schools over the last few weeks has been utterly amazing. there's a lot of problems in schools. For me, it's about the whole answer here lies with the young people themselves. We need to trust them, treat them as adults, let them have these conversations, these debates, have controversy, do the sort of things you do here, talking to the people of Liverpool and Merseyside. We've got to get this done, and these lads are showing you tonight that they can actually speak. So if we're talking about the X Factor, it isn't happening on TV, it's happening in this studio here now because these lads have got it.
Jordan, how can people find out more about you?
So we're on all networks of social media. Our Twitter name is Mr. Mena, that's MrMeanor Music. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, all of our social media is just Mr. Mena Music, like he spelled it. And right now we're promoting that song, Think About It, and the hashtag, which is hashtag Think About It. So if you guys tweet us on there, then we'll be able to really start a conversation with you guys and interact with you guys, and we'll respond to you guys directly. And that song is available on iTunes and all the stores, music stores now. So if you search Mr. Mena, MrMeanor, Think About It, then you guys can check that out. And all proceeds go to the Foundation for Peace.
I better start following you on Twitter.
Yes, can't follow us. That.
Now here, I'll throw this at you before you go. If I was to say, sing the first verse, just like that.
We'll do it.
Oh, right. Do you want to count in, or are you going to count yourselves in?
We'll just go.
See these hashtags on a... Turn the TV on, it's something else ain't right. And more people come than how we sleep at night. One eye open, we can live a precious life. Cause 9/11 changed how we view these things. People wanna terrorize. And 7/7 left behind way more broken lives right before our eyes. Just think about it, no.
All the lives we lost, the pain, just think about it. All the hatred, it's a shame, just think about it. All the people that are gone, let's think about them. Think about them,
just come together.
Now it's time to think about how we make it better. Let us live our lives now. Who are we to judge another in these times now? Just think about it.
Mr. Mena, wow.